Well, after a ringside seat at the Hippodrome, I would think that a little light refreshment is called for, wouldn't you? And what do we particularly associate with the seaside? Why, fish and chips, of course. But mind those pesky seagulls. Angie Kennedy has been in search of the best fish and chips in our region, and here she is with a selection of her findings. She said it was a tough job, but somebody had to do it.
First of all, our apologies. This might set your mouth watering and your tummy rumbling. For a taste of the British seaside, there is nothing that can beat fish and chips. Hot, crispy batter containing white flaky fish and a pile of perfectly cooked chips. Add some mushy peas and a good dollop of tartare sauce, plus a generous sprinkling of salt and vinegar, and you've got a plate or a tray of food heaven right there. Match that with the glorious view of the coast, the smell of the sea air, and the sun shining down, and you've hit the jackpot. Yes, we love our fish and chips. With our wonderful long coastline, Norfolk and Suffolk has such a variety of places to enjoy being by the sea, and so many of them have great fish and chip shops too. So, how do you choose which to try? Well, a good place to start is with the Guide to Quality Fish and Chip Shops from the National Federation of Fish Fryers in collaboration with Sarsen's Vinegar. It's updated each year, and the current guide includes fish and chip shops that are part of the Federation's Quality Accreditation Scheme. There's five in our area: French's Fish and Chip Shop at Wells, Lucy's Fish and Chips on Norwich Market, Platten's Fish and Chips on the Quay at Wells, My Place Fish and Chips in Galston, and in Suffolk, the Ipswich Codfellas. Now, if ever you've been to the Grosvenor Fish Bar in Norwich, you will know why it receives rave reviews for both its food and its vibe. One of the city's long-standing chip shops that was given a clever refurbishment into a funky fish and chip grotto, run by the owners Duane DiBartolomeo and Christian Motta, with a menu that includes mackerel, tuna, squid and rock salmon, as well as more traditional fare. So what is the secret to great fish and chips? Christian says, "I always believe that you should buy the best quality and not worry about the price. I know times are tough right now, but I do not want to sacrifice quality over price. The quality of the fish and the potatoes especially. I don't believe in soaking the potatoes overnight and preservatives, etc. But I do feel one of the most important things to do is to change your oil pans every other day. I also feel that cooking to order makes a difference. When fish wasn't so expensive, people would cook up batches, but now everyone is saying that they're cooking fish to order, and although the customers might have to wait 6 or 7 minutes longer, they know that their fish is really freshly cooked for them. So, after a day at Grosvenor Fish Bar, can Christian really face a plate of fish and chips himself? You bet. I can't help it, he says. I was born above a chip shop in Stafford Street. It's in my blood. I've never been able to wean myself off chips, and it's always got to be a nice chunky cod for me. Now, Eric's Fish and Chips in Norfolk has just become the first chippy to be included in the Good Food Guide, which has been produced in the UK for 70 years. The guides inspector at Thornham wrote, "A sparkling, fresh, plate-filling place in local ale batter and fried to crisp perfection in beef dripping was the star at a recent meal, ably accompanied by thick-cut chips and mushy peas, soaked and cooked in-house. Praise too for the halloumi and spinach arancini and the lollipop pudding of deep-fried cookie dough ball encasing melting chocolate. In all, a laudable updating of the British Seaside Cafe." Eric's Fish and Chips has also been given the seal of approval from renowned critic Giles Corran and has recently been awarded a place in the top 10 best restaurants by Fry magazine. Eric Snaith is the chef owner of Titchwell Manor Hotel in North Norfolk, and in 2015 he expanded his portfolio to open Eric's Fish and Chips restaurant and takeaway in the nearby village Thornham. Eric celebrates the great British classics with a few modern twists, and it's proved so popular that in 2019, two further Eric's Fish and Chips restaurants were launched, at Holt in North Norfolk and one in St Ives in Cambridgeshire. Eric's Fish and Chips also has a range of bottled homemade sauces for sale. Eric says, "As the home of Eric's, we are delighted to see an entry in the Good Food Guide as another point of recognition for our team and their continued efforts to produce the highest quality fish and chips alongside our friendly and relaxed service." So which is your favourite? We would love to know your favourite fish and chip shop, and we can't wait to try out any recommendations for ourselves.
Goodness me, I've suddenly realised how hungry I am.